The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I say this often, often, often. You probably get sick and tired of me saying it. The liberal left does not deal with fact, truth. They deal with feelings, emotion, and hysteria. For those of you wanting to know the truth about what is happening with police departments across the country, and is there an epidemic of fatal police shootings against unarmed Black Americans? Is that true? That is the narrative that has been purported over and over and over and over again in the mainstream media. And by the way, every death matters, especially if it's an innocent individual. The color of their skin does not determine the tragedy of their death. And that's something we've got to understand. And I've said this repeatedly. In America today, we determine the importance of a person not by the fact that they died, but by who killed them. That determines whether they are important or not. And that's wrong. That is just wrong. Well, the liberal left continues to tell us that there is this epidemic across America that young Black men are being mowed down on an almost daily basis by police. USA Today, of all places, USA Today recently featured an editorial by Heather McDonald. Now, Heather McDonald, as many of you know, is very conservative. But USA Today saw fit. They had the guts. They had the courage to post this editorial by Heather McDonald based on research, facts, much of it from Harvard and the Washington Post. Here is the headline. There is no epidemic of fatal police shootings against unarmed Black Americans. It begins with the video of George Floyd's tragic death and so forth, which, again, horrific, horrible. But she says the evidence does not support the charge that biased police are systematically killing Black Americans in fatal shootings. Much of modern policing is driven by crime data and community demands for help. Now, this is a point that I have tried to make, probably not very articulately, that in the communities that have the highest crime, it makes sense that there will be an increased number of shootings. And in the neighborhoods with the highest crime, you will have the highest number of police shootings. That's just common sense. That's not rocket science. The African American community, I'm reading again, the African American community tends to be policed more heavily because that is where people are disproportionately hurt by violent street crime. Can you say Chicago? Chicago has become one of the murder capitals of the world, and most of the murders are African Americans being killed. And so obviously in a community where there is a huge number of killings, there will be more police presence. Quote, in New York City in 2018, 73% of all shooting victims were Black, though Black residents comprise only 24% of the city's population. Let that sink in. 73% of shooting victims in New York City were Black, although they only comprised 24% of the city's population. Again, quoting, nationally, African Americans between the age of 10 and 34 die from homicide at 13 times the rate of white Americans, according to researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Justice Department. That's unbelievably tragic. That should break every person's heart. African Americans between the age of 10 and 34 die from homicide at 13 times the rate of white Americans. That's just wrong. And something needs to be done about that. Okay, and then she skips over to some facts, some research. Again, I quote, for the last 5 years, the police have fatally shot on average 1,000 civilians annually, the vast majority of whom were armed or otherwise dangerous. Black people account for about 23% of those shot and killed by police, while they are at about 13% of the U.S. population. So that's a disproportionate number. However, as of the June 22nd update, the Washington Post database of fatal police shootings showed 14 unarmed Black victims and 25 unarmed white victims in 2019. And I think that's the most important statistic of all. In all of America, last year, 2019, there were 14 out of how many million people in America? There were 14 unarmed Black victims shot fatally by police. Now, if they were innocent, that's too many. One is too many. But here's the point. It is not an epidemic. Listen to this. The number of unarmed Black shooting victims is down 63% from 2015 when the database began. I said that to a caller 2 or 3 months ago. I said, the number of unarmed Black shooting victims is declining in America. And this caller went berserk. But it's true. The number of unarmed Black shooting victims is down 63% from 2015. In other words, it is not increasing in number. It is decreasing in number. Quote, there are about 7,300 Black homicide victims a year. The 14 unarmed victims in fatal police shootings would comprise 0.2% of that total. Ideally, officers would never take anyone's life in the course of their duties, but given the number of arrests they make each year, you ready for this? Police in America arrest 10 million people every year. 10 million people every year are arrested. Out of the 10 million people arrested, 14 unarmed Black killings by police out of 10 million arrests. And this is what shocked me. I didn't know this. The number of deadly weapon attacks on police officers average 27 per day. 27 police officers in the United States of America are attacked with some form of deadly weapon every single day. 27 police officers attacked on average every day across America. And out of 10 million arrests, 1,000 people are shot and killed by police. Out of those, 14 unarmed African Americans. Quote, this suggests law enforcement is not out of control. Now, police profiling, police brutality, the unequal treatment of blacks by police, that's another totally different topic. And that's something that should be addressed. There is still profiling. Black young men are pulled over more often than whites. That should be addressed. But let's deal with truth, not hysteria.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, congratulations are in order from four. One of my colleagues here at Salem Media. Most of you are probably familiar with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who is on our sister station, 98.9 FM, The Answer. He's on in the afternoon. Well, Dr. Sebastian Gorka has been appointed by President Trump to the National Security Education Board. The board provides strategic consultation and was established by Congressional Act in 1991. Dr. Gorka was an advisor to the Trump campaign in 2016. He joined the White House in early 2017 as a strategic advisor on national security. There was a lot of controversy about his leaving the White House, and I don't think anyone really knew what exactly happened, but obviously the president still has a great deal of confidence in Dr. Gorka. Sebastian Gorka joined the Salem Radio Network in January of 2019. He is host of America First, which airs from 3 to 6, again, on our sister station, 98.9 FM, The Answer. So, congratulations to Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Have you heard about the columnist at the New York Times that left? And talk about burning bridges behind you. Wow. Her name, Barry Weiss. Barry, B-A-R-I, Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. I don't think most people would consider her to be a conservative. She's not a leftist. I think most people would consider her to be a moderate. I've heard of her, read some of her stuff, and like I said, I don't know of anyone that would consider her to be any kind of flaming conservative. Well, she has resigned, and she left behind a 1,500-word resignation letter, and she levels some incredible charges against the New York Times. She sent her resignation letter to Times publisher A.G. Sulzberger, and in her resignation letter, she says that she suffered, quote, constant bullying by colleagues who called her a Nazi and a racist. Now, she's talking about people she was working with. Other columnists, other editorialists at the New York Times. She said she was constantly bullied and they called her a Nazi and a racist. She said this was because of her centrist take on current events, and it didn't conform to popular opinion at the New York Times. How many times have I told you, with the liberal left, if you don't agree completely, tolerance out the window. I mean, tolerance is out the window with the liberal left unless you agree with them. She said in her resignation letter, quote, "Standing up for principle at the paper does not win plaudits. It puts a target on your back." Again, this is 1,500 words. She says, quote, "Never believe an editor or publisher who urges you to go against the grain. Eventually, the publisher will cave to the mob, the editor will get fired or reassigned, and you will be hung out to dry." She talks about the fact that Twitter, in fact, this is a quote, "Twitter is not on the masthead of the New York Times, but Twitter has become its ultimate editor. Stories are chosen and told in a way to satisfy the narrowest of audiences rather than to allow a curious public to read about the world and then draw their own conclusions." Wow. I think most people have known that the New York Times gave up all objectivity a long, long, long time ago. They have become the mouthpiece of the radical left. Sadly, that is much of the mainstream media today, whether it's TV, broadcast media, or the print media. Gone are the days where opposing opinions were allowed. One of the editors of the New York Times was fired because they published an editorial by Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican senator. Well, why wouldn't you? Well, the guy who allowed it got fired. Yeah, objectivity, fairness, gone, unfortunately. Hey, folks, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.